The study focused on women who were underweight, overweight, or obese before their first pregnancy, but didn't have any health problems like diabetes or hypertension or any complications with their births. St. Louis University epidemiology graduate student Maya Tabbitt says compared to women who were at a healthy weight for their first pregnancy, the women in the study were more likely to have complications with their second birth.
And some of the risk, or most of the risk, remained present and remained significant even if those women reached a normal weight by their second pregnancy.
Tabbitt says the reason for that continuing risk isn't clear.
But we do suspect that some of the physiological changes that happen because of having an unhealthy weight in the first pregnancy, some of those changes may be permanent and they might affect negatively the second pregnancy and subsequent pregnancies as well.
Tabbitt says these results stress the need for women to be at a healthy weight the first time they get pregnant, and if they're not, for them to take extra care during subsequent pregnancies, even if all goes well with the first. Her research is published online in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. I'm Veronique LaCapra.